This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Coming up, a related story to this whole Jeffrey Epstein situation. The story of Cody Wilson, the one-time president
about that
of
one.
Defense Distributed, the company that has made it easy for people to make their own guns at home. He has been sentenced, apparently, and there's a statement that the mother of the so-called victim, in his case, had to say to Cody at his sentencing. So we'll share with you these what mom had to say about it as we talk more about young ladies, teenagers, young people in general, being able to make decisions for themselves and whether or not they were deciding for themselves in the Jeffrey Epstein case, where there are some who claim that they were raped. Certainly not all of them. A very, very small minority of them are making those claims. With you tonight here, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And the story you're sharing with us, Chris, is from Vice.com's motherboard site, yep, where they're reporting on Richard Stallman, who is a free software advocate who, I guess, got into a conversation on an MIT email list,
yeah,
about this and essentially suggested that perhaps these young women were consenting.
Well, he was not necessarily saying that they were consenting. He was saying that that basically what was in the deposition doesn't match what these New York Times story, mm-hmm, and a bunch of others have said occurred. So
I'll read this little part right here that was on this. I don't know if mailing list is the right word, but this forum. So Jeffrey or Jeffrey.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
Was 17 at the time. This makes it in the Virgin. This makes it. It was supposed to be statutory rape in the Virgin Islands.
Not actual rape, statutory rape. You've raped the statutes.
Does it really? I think it's a morally absurd to define rape in a way that depends on the minor details, such as which country it was in or whether the victim was 18 years old or 17.
Right, so he's against statutory rape is what they say.
I think the existence of a...
Or at least he's saying that statute doesn't create rape, you know.
If it was actually rape, then they'd be charged with sexual assault, which is rape. That's not statutory rape. Statutory rape is almost always a consensual act where the law says, nope, you can't consent.
That's how it's defined.
So therefore, we're going to act like this is the exact same thing, yeah, as actual rape, yep, when it wasn't.
I think the existence of a dispute about that supports my point that the term sexual assault is a slippery slope, so we ought to use more concrete terms when accusing anyone. So basically he's saying, let's talk about what's actually occurring as opposed to, using these overgeneralized words.
I totally
agree
with
that. Don't
him.
Actually mean, what we perceive them to be.
It's not an overgeneralized word. It's a legal term, which is a term. That's right. It's a term designed to mislead, designed to make people think, ooh, it's rape. No, it wasn't. Because the person consented. Oh, no, she can't consent. Well, that's what the law says. That's what the statutes say. But that's not what she says. Because in a lot of cases where statutory rape is charged, the so-called victim isn't testifying. The so-called victim isn't actually involved because she didn't want her boyfriend going to jail. Mom called the police.
Very true. I was involved in a case like that where my parents wanted to press charges against my girlfriend. And
you were, what, 13?
I wouldn't have it. I was 13, and luckily I knew what subornation of perjury was, so I just told the prosecutor if he put me on the stand, I was going to lie. I was going to say day was night. Ignorance was strength. The government is just. And so knowing that if he'd put me on the stand, it would have been subornation of perjury, so he couldn't. Sometimes these cases are complete crap. Sometimes they're not.
Well, then if it's actual rape, then there ought to be a case brought against that person for actual rape.
Right. Yeah. Nobody here is against the idea of rape or, you know, the thing people shouldn't be charged with it if there's actual rape going on. The problem is that's not what's going on. It's people being persecuted for something they may not even have known or been able to know in the first place that, you know, was going on.
I'm sorry, the girl in the Cody Wilson case was not raped.
You can't tell the difference between...
It does not sound like she was raped at all, no.
You can't tell the difference between, you know, a 14 or 15-year-old, you know, who's gone through puberty and, you know, somebody who's 18 in most cases. Most men can, at least.
I don't know.
I don't know about that, man. I suspect, I think you would be, maybe in some cases, but I think in a lot of cases you wouldn't.
A lot of these young ladies can absolutely pass for 18.
I mean,
absolutely.
They wouldn't need to have a driver's license when you go to, you know, or some sort of ID when you go to buy cigarettes if that was the case. You know, if that wasn't the case, right? Mm-hmm. There's a reason that, you know, you have to show ID and, you know, if you're under 27 or 40 now in some cases, in some states, you know, we wouldn't need that, you know, it would be, if it wasn't for the fact that it's so easy.
My ex-girlfriend is 22. Now, and she doesn't look any different than she did at age 15 or 16.
Yeah.
Doesn't look any different.
Yeah. I just remember this one time in the Bahamas, there was this 13-year-old, and I don't know, I was young. Actually, I was older. And I thought she was like, you know, 18 to 21. Mm-hmm. And here I was not even knowing it.
You're a gay man.
Yeah, I'm a gay man. If on the other hand, you know, say I wasn't gay, but if I had had sex with her, I would have been,
I would be going to
jail probably.
You'd go to prison.
At least in the United States. I don't know about in Bahamas, but yeah.
I don't think the age of consent is that low in the Bahamas either.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was like 16 and she was 13, something like that. But yeah, it's absolutely insane. I mean, you can't tell. I mean, sometimes you can, but other times you can't.
The other thing is I think there's a big difference between, a 16-year-old and a 26-year-old in a lot of ways. I mean, if I see a 26-year-old with a 13-year-old, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily...
Wasn't that how old your girlfriend was at the time?
No. Well, she was 23, which is,
and you were 13.
Different.
You were just comparing 16 and 26. You were 13 and she was 23. You said it was the best relationship
at
the time.
At the time, probably. But, the other thing is
Did she take advantage of you?
I was a really unusual kid.
Were you taken advantage of?
146. No.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's what it comes down to. Whether or not it's wrong is whether or not you're taking advantage of another human being.
Well, and that's what people believe, is that the person, if they're under the age of consent, is always being taken advantage of because their own opinion doesn't matter.
That's absurd. When you have kids, especially boys, you know, who are 13, who are ogling over their teachers and, you know, young hot teachers and things like that, which is a common theme in movies and TV shows and everything else, you cannot possibly tell me that they're being taken advantage of. It's more like the boys are being taken advantage of the older people.
Well, see, only the women are being taken advantage of. The boys aren't being. That's like the common viewpoint,
well,
right?
They're prosecuting teachers all the time.
Sure. Yeah, they are.
These days, female teachers for raping boys, which to me is a lot more absurd.
And Mary Kay Letourneau got back together with her so-called victim after she got out of prison.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it just goes to demonstrate that our system of laws...
And had another kid with him.
Right. In terms of our laws, are absolutely absurd. If there was an element of, you know, somebody or of any age, for that matter, saying, I did not consent, there's nothing wrong with prosecuting them for
rape.
Right, yeah. That is rape, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you just start prosecuting people, even who say they were not raped, for statutory rape, that's wrong. That's immoral. That's
and
really messed up.
Especially when they go on a website, register for an account without giving their true age, lying about their age, claiming to be 18, registering on a sugar daddy, sugar baby website, then going and meeting a man, having him pick her up, take her to a hotel, having sex with him, collecting $500,
which is good money for a piece of tape.
One evening, yeah. Wow. Not bad. Well, then she goes to her therapist, tells the therapist about it, The therapist goes to the police, and Cody Wilson gets himself arrested. He's now
being
sentenced.
Wasn't that only after she found out or realized that he was, like, he was, in fact, this, you know, huge, famous individual?
We're going to get into that, because that's addressed. He's a big gun rights guy, Cody
right.
Wilson, and that, I believe, did factor into her decision to go after him. So there's some of that's revealed here in this statement. We'll get into what's going on with Cody Wilson, because it's kind of related to this whole discussion that we're having about consent.
Absolutely.
855-450-FREE. That's on the way. 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here at the toll free. toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Edge Wallet, the best wallet out there, in my opinion, for cryptocurrency. And that's not, I'm not saying that because they're an advertiser. I was using the Edge Wallet more than any other before they became an advertiser, so I'm super excited that they actually are supporting Free Talk Live, which is awesome. It's a great wallet, multiple cryptocurrencies. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold them with Edge Wallet. They support Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin now, also, of course, the original Bitcoin, all over at edge.app. That's their website where you can go to learn more about how you can secure your freedom with Edge. And, of course, you can download it for iOS as well as Android devices. That's edge.app. As we continue here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
So I wanted to give you an update on what's going on with Cody Wilson. It's a case we've been following pretty closely. We've had the guy on our show. He actually has come up here to New Hampshire.
A few times, right?
At least twice, I think. I know he was at a couple of Liberty Forums, which is the yearly convention that the Free State Project puts on in a hotel in the wintertime here. And I think he was like even the keynote speaker at that event one year. Of course, that was before he was accused of statutory rape in Texas with a 16-year-old, I believe, and the age of consent in Texas is 17. The young woman in question, as I mentioned previously, had created an account on a website that supposedly requires you to be 18 to create the website or create the account, but she lied and claimed she was 18, claimed she wanted to be a sugar baby, so-called, and we actually talked about that in detail earlier this week, what, you know, what it's like to be a sugar baby. There was an interesting discussion we had earlier on Free Talk Live about that. But,
did you have a caller, or did
no, there was
you guys
a, we couldn't get anyone to call about it, but there was a really interesting article online that we shared, written by a woman who had sort of decided to become a sugar baby. And so she then had sex with Cody in a hotel. He then dropped her off at some hamburger place, and that was the end of it, he thought, until all of a sudden a warrant was issued for his arrest. He was in, I think, Thailand or something like that at the time, and ended up being extradited out of there, brought back to Austin, Texas, to face multiple felony counts of rape, ostensible, so-called statutory rape, as we were discussing earlier. Here's the latest from ArsTechnica.com. Apparently, the so-called victim's mother had a thing or two to say to Cody Wilson at the sentencing hearing. We'll share her statement coming up here in a moment. Judge Brad Urrutia, Urrutia. Judge Brad Urrutia began as he called Cody Wilson and his attorneys to the front of Travis County's 450th Criminal District Court. All right, Cody Wilson, I see no reason not to go with the plea deal, though there is sufficient evidence to find you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt for more than, quote, injury to a child, unquote. And with that brief act, Wilson's literal globe-spanning legal drama was over. The founder and former CEO of 3D-printed firearms company Defense Distributed had been formally sentenced after his arrest on charges of sexual assault against a minor in September, which is another way of saying statutory rape. Again, not actual assault because she consented. In September 2018, Wilson had made a plea deal with the state ahead of his initial court appearance last month. Now it's official. Wilson will serve 7 years of deferred adjudication probation and register as a sex offender. He'll pay a $1,200 fine and $4,840 in restitution to the victim.
How much?
Almost $5,000, $4,800
wow.
change to the
wow.
so-called
five,
victim.
He already paid $500.
$500, so she got 10 times more out of this. He must complete 475 hours of community service and continue to attend sex offender therapy. And during his probation period, his keystrokes will be monitored. He will not be allowed to possess firearms. He cannot drink alcohol or use narcotics. And he must inform the court if he has children during that time. Okay. His former company, Defense Distributed, had formally cut ties long ago. But Wilson will not spend a single day in prison. The initial charges against him had been second-degree felonies, punishable by up to 20 years in prison, and fines of up to $10,000. So he walks away with some pretty significant restrictions. Supposedly, if he doesn't violate his probation or whatever they're calling this, terms, then they will not continue to consider him a sex offender. So he's temporarily on the sex offender list for 7 years.
And this woman is clearly not a victim. She's a whore.
Oh, not a woman. She's a child.
She's a whore. She's a professional whore.
Yeah. Do you think this was her first time?
I don't know.
No,
I don't have any reason to believe it would have been.
I'm pretty sure that we read in prior stories that she had prior experience.
It wasn't
on sugardaddy.com.
It never was claimed that. I don't recall hearing that. It wasn't claimed it was her first time. No one ever said this was her first time using this website.
Yeah.
I suspect it wasn't.
I don't see any reason to assume. As a matter of fact, I'm sure they would have said it was her first time using the site if
they didn't
it had
say that.
Been.
Yeah, they did.
Because that would have bolstered their case a little bit.
Wilson, according to the story here, the formerly boisterous firearms activist said nothing beyond "Yes, Your Honor" throughout the entire sentencing process, staying stoic in his gray suit as a dozen or so cameras watched his every reaction. He and his legal team left the courtroom and headed for the elevator and gave the press only their brief reaction. His attorney, I believe, said it was a fair resolution for everyone. Plainly, cameras continuing to shoot until the moment Wilson hit the elevator. Wilson's initial court appearance was the first time the public learned that his legal team had worked with the state on a plea deal involving lesser charges. According to the original plea document, injury to a child is only a third-degree felony compared to the second-degree allegations that he had been facing. Travis County District Attorney told Ars Technica at the time, quote, "This plea agreement was made after consulting with the victim and her family." So they went to the victim and her so-called victim and her family and said, "Well, how about we get you another $5,000 for
this is the problem with this. They incentivize supposed individuals to claim something that may or may not have even happened.
Well, the thing happened.
Well, I know. But even if it hadn't happened, they're incentivizing somebody to make an accusation when they say, "Oh, we're going to give you $5,000 if you agree to testify against this individual." This is why you can't believe anything that comes out of a courtroom.
The district attorney, Frederick, elaborated to the AAP, saying the state had months of extensive meetings with the victim and her parents. Quote, "After several months of going through the case and talking with them about what they desired and what they wished, we felt that this was a satisfactory conclusion to the case." Today, attendees heard directly from the victim's family. After Wilson accepted his sentence, a statement from the victim's mother was read aloud for all to hear. So here we go. Mm. This poor, poor teenage girl who didn't know what she was doing. She can't make decisions for herself. She couldn't consent to signing up for the website because she can't consent. So she couldn't consent to putting her profile up and couldn't consent to getting in his truck and getting into the hotel room and having sex with him. She couldn't consent to doing any of those things. Here's what mommy has to say. "This is an impossible task. Somehow, I'm supposed to make a statement that fully explains your actions. But my truth is over a year ago. I always hold in my hand the minute you paid my daughter for what you did to her." Because she didn't have anything to do with what he did to her. She had no role whatsoever in any of this.
She said she did the same thing to him that he did to her.
855-450-FREE. There's more to Mom's statement here. We'll share what she had to say to Cody Wilson on his way out of court after being sentenced. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you think he's actually a criminal, we'd love to hear from you. 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump pledged to protect the Second Amendment just hours after huddling with top advisors to discuss gun control measures he might be willing to publicly stand behind.
We had a big meeting today on guns. Both meetings went very well. A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and I think we're dealing very well. It seems like they'd like to do something, and I think that I can speak for Republicans. They'd like to do something, but I want to make it clear, our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Trump's comments came after he was briefed on a list of potential gun control measures that his aides, members of Congress, and Capitol Hill staffers have been discussing, and that there appears to be a broad internal agreement on. A formal announcement on the president's plan is expected as soon as next week. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may dial the toll-free number to join us here. The number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in lines. In fact, that's where we're going to here shortly. So you can share your thoughts and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian here.
Nobody.
And Chris. And I also want you to know that Balance of Nature is available with a special offer with Free Talk Live. What is it? Well, it's a way for people to get some extra nutrition in their lives without having to put a whole lot of work into it because, you know, people are taking control of their health and good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. But it's hard to eat right all the time with a busy schedule. You might not have the desire or the time to shop and cook for the right foods. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules, you can get 10 servings of fruits and veggies. And that's a lot of nutrition. Some people are reporting after taking Balance of Nature that their skin looks better, bags under their eyes go away, possibly increase in energy, body pain is reduced or goes away, getting sick less or not at all. Obviously, your mileage may vary. Go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. It's a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL to get it. That's balanceofnature.com, code FTL. Like Free Talk Live. So we've got the statement here that was read in the courtroom to Cody Wilson before they let him go. They took a plea deal from him. He's not going to have to go to prison not going to have to spend any more time in jail. He's going to be on a sex offender list. He's going to be monitored online. So they're basically going to keylog him. They're going to be monitoring everything he does online. And several restrictions, but purportedly if he doesn't violate these restrictions, which, of course, probation is always really easy to violate, and they're going to tell him no alcohol or anything like that either. So they're putting some serious restrictions on him. And if he gets through the 7 years, then they'll take him off the sex offender list, apparently. And the mother of the so-called victim, the teenage young lady who signed up for using, you know, false claims on a website for being a sugar baby and had consensual sex with him and then claimed, you know, that she was, or didn't claim she was raped. She claimed that she had had sex with him, which is illegal in Texas at age 16, and they came after him for it. This is the rest of the statement from her mother at the court. She said, "The investigation period was terrifying. Reading who you are and what you believe in created a very real and reasonable fear for our family and everyone in it. So I would take pictures of her every time she left my car in the months leading up to the case, just in case I had to ID what she was last wearing."
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, paid. She was received money for her actions. How on earth was there any reason to think that she might be
under a threat of violence?
Right, under a threat of some sort of violence.
Well, see, Cody likes guns. Cody was in charge of defense.
It's Texas. Everybody has a gun. Oh, my God.
Right.
So was this girl's mother an anti-gun activist or something?
They don't
and
say.
Did she set this up?
It begs the question.
So they
it?
Don't. So you have to read between the lines in this one, but they don't say right, you know, out that she's an anti-gun activist. Yeah. But just listen to what she's saying about reading who you are and what you believe in. She goes on. She says, "Our daily life was shattered, but she never wavered from the truth. Once she knew who you are and what you did." She's talking about being a gun advocate, making 3D printed guns, making the ghost gunner.
Oh,
that's what she's talking about.
Right, because it was after the fact that after she went to investigate, the girl who was investigating,
she learned. Stopped wavering in her story when she developed a political interest.
Yeah, okay. Right. Once she
That's fascinating. Somebody needs to put a private investigator on this chick.
She never wavered. She remembers the gun you put in her hands and the feeling of your skin. But you ran, despite the publicity. So it sounds like in the hotel room, probably.
Yeah.
Because supposedly he bragged to her. Remember, the original reports about this were that he bragged to her in their text messages about who he was and how he was a, you know, badass
or
whatever.
But she didn't know
the
extent
of
it until after
time.
She did the research.
Right. At the night of, she didn't know who he was. You know, she heard what he claimed, right? Well, he claimed he was a big bad guy and, you know, he's a tough guy.
But people say things all the time, right?
Right.
You don't necessarily realize just how big they really are.
So then he meets with her, based on what she's saying here. Mm-hmm. Sounds like while they were together, you know, he continued to show her who he was. So, look, I'm Cody Wilson. I've got, here, check this gun out. Hey, isn't this cool? I printed it in my ghost gunner. And probably told her all about what he does.
Sure.
And then, at some point, she went to her therapist and told the story, and then mom found out the police were contacted. So, going on with mom's statement.
Yeah, and the therapist, my understanding, has only reported it because it's
from
a mandatory report.
Right. Mm. But you ran, despite the publicity you've always been seeking from your fans and followers. You ran. You hid in a foreign airport and only came back because you were made to.
That's misleading because they actually, he was already had a trip planned to go to Thailand, and it was only after he was in Thailand that they even issued a warrant for his arrest. Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
She stood up in a public forum despite talk of conspiracies and setups. I pray that you will not be killed, especially that you will not be killed by a gun. The truth is you are now hiding behind the laws of the country you mocked for years.
So wait a minute, let me get this straight. She's actually saying all this, the guns and everything?
This is being
like, this is,
said
like,
in
you're
court.
Not, you're not rephrasing this. This is actually
this is
what
her
she's
quote.
Saying. You're
this
quoting
her. This is her statement from
wow.
Court. This was read to Cody Wilson in court. She wrote it.
I mean,
it
there's no
court.
Question that this is a political attack.
Absolutely.
On Cody.
I wonder if she hired her daughter out in order to make an anti-gun hit. That's what this sounds
like
to me.
It sounds like there was preparation.
I mean, she's
this sounds
clearly
targeted.
Very passionate. You know, maybe she knows that her daughter's a sugar baby and says, hey, make sure you get in touch with this guy because we can either blackmail him or report him for rape.
I am kind of curious, like, how that setup would have gone because it seems like improbable, but from what she's saying, it doesn't at all sound.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize she was this big a psycho. If she's this passionate about, you know, taking away people's liberty, then why would she stop at taking away somebody's liberty?
You don't make a statement about guns, right? When your daughter's been
everything she says is actually been about guns. She devoted one sentence to the actual daughter.
That's right.
She says it hasn't had said any, not a word about harm to the daughter.
No, this is a political.
Hit.
This is very revealing, right?
Yeah.
Let's go on. There's a couple more sentences. The truth is, you are now hiding behind the laws of the country you mocked for years. But the biggest truth is, my daughter is strong, vibrant, and has a beautiful future as a prostitute. I added
that. Would that not be hilarious?
Well,
if that was
I mean,
what she
my
said?
God, if she can continue making $5,500 a throw,
right?
She'll be able to retire before she's 18.
And I speak this truth in front of you because that's the most important truth in all of this. So there you have it. That's what really went on. It really was that these women, this young lady and her mother, are anti-gun people, and they had him, whether it was an accident or whether it was a setup, they found themselves in this situation, and they went to get him. That's what happened.
Is this, I'm curious, is this in, I know there's a city in Texas that goes the other direction, they go like left or
Austin.
Democrat or something.
Austin.
This is Austin.
That's
the same town where they shot that couple, too, isn't it?
Which couple?
The couple who originally they said the couple resisted the raid, and then it turned out that they just stormed into this house on a fraudulent pretext.
I think you're right.
And shot these two innocents and their dog.
Yeah, the cops in Austin are not a good bunch. There's been a lot of corrupt cop issues there. But, you know, hey, Cody should have left Texas and should have moved to New Hampshire, and then none of these problems would have been a problem.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to like look down on people, but I have to say, like, it's so sad when people don't. He should have. He had the opportunity.
He was invited. He came here to speak. Yeah. You know, it's not like he didn't know what was going on here. You know.
Yeah.
And you get more gun freedoms too than Texas.
It's true.
855-450-free. If you want to weigh in here, we do have time for you coming up next. And your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-free. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in and bring up what you want. In these remaining moments, we might be able to get you in here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, brought to you by Free Talk Live's amplifiers. The AMP program allows you to get behind what we do here at amp.freetalklive.com. Thanks to RV Chris, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. That means RV Chris is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You get some cool perks for doing it, and you help us spread the ideas of liberty and peace and freedom and cryptocurrency all around the United States and beyond, as a matter of fact. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, you can use a credit card, or Bitcoin BTC to get signed up. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, we've got Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's on our Discord call-in line. It's actually on the AMP-only call-in line there. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm calling from Reno, Nevada. I'm here for the Reno Championship Air Races.
Excellent.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about Cody Wilson because looks like another case of the Christian anarchist being right. I called you right after all this stuff happened, and I said, this smells like a setup. Mm. It smelled like it from the very beginning because the government wanted to shut him down, and what's the best way to shut anybody up in this country right now? It's charge them with any kind of sex crime.
You don't even got to charge them. You just got to make it known that they're being accused or raided or whatever for something. I mean, look what happened with the end.
Yeah, we lost radio stations over the raid, even though no one was charged with anything.
Right. All I got to do is smear you.
Yeah.
So this is the new Scarlet Letter. I don't know if any of you guys have read that book, Scarlet Letter, but
I'm familiar
I read
with
it like three consecutive years because I kept changing high schools.
Yeah, I was required to read it in high school. But anyway, it was a good book because it taught you something about how politically they smear people and make their life miserable. And that's exactly what they did with Cody Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So today, the new Scarlet Letter is RAPO. You know, they want to call you, the Scarlet Letter is no longer A, it's R.
Mm.
So,
although I'll say that if Dimmesdale was a decent guy, he would have, you know, married her, done something to get her out of that mess.
This is the book.
This is in the Scarlet Letter.
Mm.
Yeah, all I know about it, for listeners who aren't familiar, we should probably explain briefly. All I know is in the book, the character is adorned with a scarlet letter because she conducted adultery, right? That was the idea.
Right.
And the idea was to shame her. The idea was to shame her, basically.
And make her life miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make her basically untouchable. And so now to make someone untouchable, you call them a rapist or a chomo. So C for chomo or R for rapist.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they can label you that way, they
What's
can destroy
chomo?
Your life.
Child molester.
Oh, yeah.
I suspect. And that's what they're going to try to argue that Cody Wilson is, even though this young woman who I think victimized Cody Wilson in this particular case.
Oh, absolutely.
It sounds more and more like it.
This seems, it looks to me like a state-backed extortion.
It does. I was not entirely convinced that it was, you know, I thought it really happened like, oh, it's just coincidence, you know, originally when we were talking about this. It smelled, but I thought it occurred
but
after the fact.
But mother now is more concerned about the guy's politics.
And now it sounds like it was planned and premeditated.
Supposedly victimizing her daughter. He makes no claim of any harm, or she makes no claim of any harm done to the girl.
So I trust my nose more than anything else. If I smell something stinky, and I think that it smells like a setup, 9 times out of 10, it's a setup.
Mm, you called it.
Well, I'm pretty sure I first heard about this case on the air at Free Talk Live, and they told me who he was and what he'd been arrested for, and I said, was this a political hit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they use it all the time for political hits, so it shouldn't surprise anybody that it was. Yeah.
Well, the only question at this point is whether or not the mother or the young lady knew about him before the night in question, or it was she discovered it because he bragged about himself to her that night.
It's certainly sounding more and more like it was premeditated and of some sort of premeditated nature, and not that she found out after the fact.
I hope that somebody in Texas is looking into that. You know,
it'll be hard to prove it.
How would you know? It's what she says against what he says.
We'll probably never know the truth on this issue.
No, she wouldn't, because the mother won't admit. She's not going to admit to that kind of conniving scheme.
No, but I mean, if somebody did this deliberately, they had to go to some effort to hook it up, I think.
I don't know. That's the thing. We're not clear on what's happening there. But, hey, thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you there on our Discord server. That's Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You can join the Discord server and sound that good. If you want to call the show, just go to discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. And the chat goes on in there pretty consistently. It's there 24/7. There's different chat rooms in which you can discuss various issues. Let's go to Al, calling us from Peoria, Illinois, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Al.
Just curious how the public defender's office worked for Mr. Nobody and King.
Huh?
How'd the public defender's office work out for you and King, Mr. Nobody?
I don't think you're allowed to call this show. Do you want me to keep him on?
Who is this guy?
I'm willing to keep him on since he's not threatening or being rude. I was trying to keep the guy on the air. I was trying to give him a chance, and he threatens to break my neck. So, there you go.
Wow, I didn't hear a word that guy said. So
he asked you something about your public defender's office experience.
Because
apparently he's stalking you or something
like that.
I've
been relatively happy with the public defender's office, except for, the whole trying to have me arrested thing, which irritated me.
And that may be what he was referring to.
Although that's not really them so much as it's the Office of Cost Containment, so it's an oversimplification to say it was the public defender's office.
That was James Whittakine, the guy who's banned from calling Free Talk Live.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to talk.
How many other people are there?
if he wants to talk to me face to face, James, if you want to talk to me face to face sometime, just let me know you're coming. I'd be delighted to meet you.
Oh, man, there is such a crazy good story that we should share. I feel like we're not going to do it justice in the last 5 minutes of the program, but here's the headline, because I just want to make sure we get this out. It's so ridiculous and should have been expected. CBC News, that's the Canadian Broadcast Corporation. It's run by the government in Canada. Headline, the Ontario government lost $42 million selling cannabis in the last year. Remember a year ago when...
How does that happen?
The government.
Wow.
Government failed.
Cannabis
at everything.
Is like super profitable.
Yeah, it should be.
How
yeah.
on
it's
earth
a weed.
Does
I mean,
the government
it's a hard business
lose money on it.
Because it's illegal, but that's not a problem when you're the government. So do they say exactly what they did?
Well, they obviously screwed up everything, but you know, the very first day when Ontario province, because remember, different Canadian provinces and territories have different rules about
right.
how cannabis is sold. So in some areas, it is a private company that does the sales. In Ontario, however, they decided they weren't going to allow any private companies to do the sales. They were going to handle it. The government goons were going to handle distribution. And
what could possibly go wrong?
Well,
right?
Day one, they ran out of supply.
So they only managed to grow one day's worth of supply.
Not even. They ran out like halfway through the day.
You have to wonder, did they intentionally set it up to fail?
No. They just don't know what they're doing. It's the government. They don't know anything about selling things. They don't know anything about business. They don't know, and they don't have the incentives.
They certainly don't know anything about producing things.
They don't have, they don't have the incentives. Let's go to Al. He's in Georgia. We can talk more about it another time, but Al, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Al.
Well, you blew that one, buddy. So, you know, this is definitely an issue that deserves a greater, you know, detail looking at it closer. But they totally screwed up from day number one. And we told you on Free Talk Live that this was going to be an absolute disaster. Mm-hmm. And it absolutely was. And they've lost $42 million. And are they going to change anything?
I had the FBI, the police, the state police. I managed to make money for quite a while. They were all after me. They were trying to put me in prison. Right. You don't have anyone trying to put you in prison.
And a legal monopoly.
Make money selling weed.
And a legal monopoly.
And a legal monopoly.
I thought the one-third, losing one-third of your resources, like in toll collection, was bad. You know, the money that you're coming in to pay for it was bad. Yeah. This is even worse.
It's pathetic.
Yeah.
So we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, check them out at freedomdecrypted.com for a liberty-friendly, freedom-oriented tech show. And we'll see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Under my eyes, I used to have bags. Not terrible, but it, you know, was noticeable and it seemed to go away. It makes my skin nice, my hands a little better. I know that internally it's doing good. And I think that everybody ought to have this because it's real food. I mean, you could say that there's nothing spectacular in what's happened to me, but I've figured out what I need. And this is a definite basic part of what I need.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.